Hello, today is Friday, September 5th, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the August 2008 U.S. employment situation that was pretty bad, that is. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate jumped up 0.4% to 6.1% in August. The last time it was at that level was in September 2003. That 6.1% unemployment rate was the result of nearly 600,000 more unemployed people, a civilian labor force that grew by 250,000, and 342,000 fewer people employed in August. And the number of people no longer in the workforce declined by 8,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 84,000. This has been the eighth consecutive month the economy lost jobs. So far this year, the number of jobs has declined by more than 600,000. Manufacturing lost 61,000 jobs across most major subsectors. One of the few bright spots was computer and electronic products manufacturers that computed 5,100 more jobs in August than July. The construction sector was down only 8,000 jobs in most sectors, but non-residential building sectors added some jobs. And once again, natural resources and mining continued to bring more jobs to the surface of the employment economy by adding 12,000 new jobs in August. Job losses in the service-providing sector accelerated in August with a decline of 27,000 jobs. It would have been a lot worse if not for the government that added 17,000 jobs last month. The retail trade sector continued to return jobs to the economy with a loss of 19,900 jobs last month. Curiously, building material and garden supply stores, which had been cutting jobs for most of the summer, added 5,400 jobs in August. Professional and business services were hit hard again last month with a loss of 53,000 jobs, with temporary help services taking another major hit. More on that a little later. However, computer systems design and related services continue to buck the trend with a gain of 6,300 jobs. Education and health services continue to perform well in the face of a changing demographic profile of the population requiring more of the sector's services. Educational services added 16,300 jobs as summer breaks ended in some areas around the country. Healthcare and social assistance added 38,100 jobs across most subsectors. Leisure and hospitality wound up the summer season by eliminating 4,000 jobs. As previously mentioned, the government added 17,000 jobs in August. The addition of 5,800 federal workers were more than offset by the U.S. Postal Service canceling 6,700 jobs. States added 3,000 jobs, and local governments continued to pick up the burden and added 15,000 jobs. Temporary help services continue to be stuck in the doldrums. Employment was 2,354,900, and that was down 36,900, or 1.5% from the previous month, and down more than 9% from August 2007. With the exception of one month, October 2007, Temporary Help Services has experienced employment declines every month since January 2007. Temporary Help Services also lost market share last month. It was 1.71% of all jobs in August, the lowest it's been since June 2003. The Federal Reserve Board recently concluded from anecdotal comments from around the country that economic conditions are weak, soft, or subdued. And this is not good. And the August employment report certainly supports this opinion. Things are likely to get worse before they start to get better. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.